Some people turn up their nose at Brussels sprouts. But where do artichokes fare in comparison? We head to a valley where the unusual crop is grown. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
You've certainly heard of artichokes, and maybe even had them in a dip, but few people can tell you much about them.
They came to the United States first with Thomas Jefferson. He planted them in Monticello, but the weather there is not very good for artichokes, so he wasn't very successful. Then the French came into Louisiana with artichokes. However, same deal, too hot, too wet. But when the Italians came into San Francisco with the gold rush, they found nirvana.
Pat Hopper is the former manager of the California Artichoke Advisory Board. Most U.S. artichokes are grown near Monterey, California.
We like to say that artichokes love boring weather. They don't like it too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry, and they don't like it too sunny. So we keep it gray here usually, and that allows the artichoke to plump up and become that beautiful bud that you want to eat.
A root grows into a beautiful bush that can be 4 or 5 feet high. Then the artichokes begin to show on the plant.
The biggest ones at the top on the big fat stems and the smaller artichokes down as you move down into the plant, smaller stems, smaller artichokes, until finally we reach what we call the baby artichokes.
So what's the difference?
The big ones are gorgeous. Americans like big, and they like to take a big artichoke and steam it and take it apart petal by petal, eating the good stuff off and getting to the heart of the artichoke. With a little artichoke, a baby artichoke, with very little preparation, just taking off a few of the outer petals, lopping off the top and the stem, you've got a completely edible artichoke.
It's a unique vegetable that few of us know much about, but commonplace here in Monterey County. Traveling the countryside near Castroville, California, I'm Andrew McCray.